Damien Sandow.com.
My name is Damien Sandow, and I am here to help all of you. As your intellectual savior, I can no longer stand idly by and watch as you, the unwashed masses, plunge further into the bowels of your own inadequacies and shortcomings.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
No, no, no! This is supposed to be about me! This was supposed to be the greatest night of my life! And not only will I be the champion, but I will be the face of the WWE!
Featuring Sir Rockin.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke. I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
You can look, but you can't touch. You keep dreaming on the stars above.
You can look, but, well, tonight you really can touch. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Raw Post live here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented, as always, by PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 and check out all Matt Goldberg's awesome videos. I am Sir Rockin', joined, as always, by Lindsay Ward.
Oh, my goodness gracious, stuff happened tonight.
Oh, it sure did. And we're going to begin at the start of the show. And the champ was indeed here tonight. Wow. Ooh, sorry about that. Champ was here tonight. Called the crowd a lively bunch. He was very, very joyful to start, but it didn't last very long. Because he talked about how this impending match with Brock Lesnar, who he called a mercenary. He talked about the WWE Universe wants to see the WWE Universe beat the hell out of him, and the fans in the crowd started chanting, yes, yes, yes. John Cena then continued by calling Lesnar the most devastating force in WWE. He put Lesnar over, basically, and he really made him look like a badass. And, well, Cena admitted he's going to be in for an ass-kicking at SummerSlam. However, he said he will fight to the end and beat Brock Lesnar just like he did in 2012. Not shit there. He talked about the Authority wanting to get the title off these titles off his neck. And then, well, Paul Heyman showed up. Paul Heyman said that Lesnar would conquer John Cena at SummerSlam. He said Cena had some mighty big words for someone who is about to be turned into a victim. Heyman said Cena has never in his life been victimized. He said to ask The Undertaker what it's like to be victimized.
Really, Paul? Really? Really?
But wait, you can't, because no one has seen or heard from or even got a text from The Undertaker since WrestleMania.
The Undertaker doesn't text unless it's to CM Punk and he's LOLing at something.
Thank you for that. Heyman said Lesnar is on the offensive and he won't just pin Cena. He will victimize Cena. He said the only thing Lesnar is passionate about is inflicting some pain. And he said Lesnar salivating at the idea of Cena no longer being WWE World Heavyweight Champion. After SummerSlam, all Cena will be is beaten, victimized, and conquered. Cena said,
are we taking a break to talk about this, or are we just going to move forward?
we can stop right there. We can talk about it.
We need to talk about that promo, because that was an amazing piece of work by Paul Heyman.
Mm-hmm.
Heyman is awesome at what he does, and he fired some great shots at John Cena. John Cena came back, though, and talked about how Heyman brought up passion. And, well, John Cena mentioned that Heyman is passionate, just like him, and when he brought up the letters ECW, John Cena tried so hard to get an ECW chant started. It was there slightly, but really couldn't get it going. He said, this is my freaking life. Because he has passion for WWE and being champion. Cena says Lesnar has no passion for anything but himself. He said Lesnar will have to beat every breath out of his body because he's walking in as champion and will walk out with this son of a bitch, the WWE World Heavyweight title. Before we get to what happened next, I love how fired up John Cena was.
He was showing that passion. He was showing that energy that he needs. He was taking this seriously. Which is what he should be doing. You know, it's something of, he made the point. He has a beast on his ass.
Mm-hmm.
He has the man who effectively not only defeated The Undertaker at WrestleMania, who broke the streak, but he pretty much retired The Undertaker. And if you're going to talk about breaking the streak, that's what you need to talk about, that Brock Lesnar de facto retired The Undertaker, beat him so bad he beat him into retirement. That's what Paul Heyman needs to be crowing about. Because that's a separate accomplishment in and of itself. The fact that, you know, the guy nobody could take down for 21 years, or however many long years Taker's been there at this point, Brock Lesnar was the one that finally got him. And finally laid him to rest.
As John Cena was done talking, out came the former Paul Heyman guy, Cesaro. Cesaro said,
he looked so confused.
He came out, gave a hug to Paul Heyman. Cesaro said he and Heyman have agreed to separate ways, but he won't allow Cena to talk about his friend, Paul Heyman, in such a way. He said, he asked Cena, where'd you get those shoes? Kmart? And he says, you can't wear sneakers to wrestle. Then I said, oh wait, you can't wrestle. Shot fired, and Cesaro wanted to prove in the match right now. Cena vowed to wrestle circles around Cesaro, so the match would be coming up. I love the shot at the sneakers.
Cesaro can't promo, unfortunately.
Uh-huh.
But he tried really hard.
He tried. He got in a nice shot. He got in a nice one-liner on John Cena. Made me laugh. But what Cesaro can do is wrestle. And John Cena and Cesaro had a great match.
This was a great, great, great opener. But it's like, I need to talk about Heyman and Cesaro for a minute, because Heyman, I think, fell back in love with Cesaro. I'm not entirely sure.
For a minute. I think he fell.
For a minute, because he was like, like, you're coming out to defend me. Oh, you're so special. You're gonna die, but oh, you're so special. But yeah, Cesaro, honey, we need to work on your promo skills, but the wrestling is sound.
Yeah, Paul Heyman's face when he came out, he was very, very confused, and I was like, oh, you're here to help me. Cool, I got this. Cool, we're still buddies.
So, apparently it was an amicable split between Cesaro and Heyman, which is fine.
Yeah, they were better off. They're better off friends.
Yes, and you know what? They can always come back together in the future. But the match itself, great match. Lots of counters, lots of wrestling. Cena had something to prove.
He did. We even saw the Cesaro swing that was apparently banned because he was getting over.
He snuck one in on John Cena. Bless you, Cesaro. Bless you so much for that.
I love those internet reports. Anyway. Great match to finish all an AA from the middle rope onto Cesaro after boot after boot after boot back and forth between both guys. He hit the AA and pinned Cesaro for the 1-2-3. So on this night, John Cena stands tall, and it was on TV for about 30 minutes.
And then he left.
Then he went back to the movie set.
Yep, then he got back on an airplane and he flew out.
Mm-hmm. We go backstage. Stephanie was very emotional. She said she's trying to stay strong, but now they're at Raw and things are a little different, and she just can't go back there, she said. She said she can't look at this woman in their daughter's eyes again. Triple H said he was there with her and said things will work out tonight. Then insert Randy Orton, and he was complaining he's not facing John Cena. SummerSlam, he demanded that he be put in the match, and Hunter changed his plans, and Hunter was having none of it because Roman Reigns is still in the picture. And Randy Orton won't get the shot until Roman Reigns is out of the picture. So, you know what he's going to do? Kane versus Roman tonight on Raw. Orton says he has a problem with Kane, Kane, Roman, and now Hunter too. Go ahead.
Nice segment. You see Stephanie definitely playing her part very well. Hunter is the concerned husband.
Yes, he is.
Now he's playing the concerned husband, I should say.
Uh-huh.
And Randy's being Randy. So, yeah, solid segment.
We then come back from break and we have some skipping. And, well, Paige in the ring. Paige talks about, wanted to set the record straight. She said she's young and sometimes let her emotions get the best of her. She still considers AJ her best friend. She admitted that she crossed the line and promised she'd never act that way. Cue AJ Lee.
I get it, Paige. I get why you're mad. I know exactly what it feels like to have this Divas title that you worked for your entire life taken away from you in an instant. You did that to me, Paige. But if you want to be like me and you want to come out here and skip around, then be like me. I don't play little girl games. If I have a problem with you, if I don't like you, if I want to talk crap about you, it's going to be to your face. Like a real woman.
AJ, I swear, I am your real friend. And if you don't believe me, then I guess you're crazy.
Uh-oh.
What did you just call me?
Okay. I'm sorry. I did not mean to, you know, call you that. But seriously, I would never make fun of your mental health. Sorry. Calm down.
I get it. No, I understand. I understand. No, it is a mistake. It happens to the best of us. I mean, and you spoke and you acted without thinking. It happens to all of us, even those of us who are just a little bit off their rockers.
Yeah. Oh, look out! AJ! I don't think she accepted the apology, King.
No, I don't think she bought Paige's argument.
I knew this was going downhill when you used the word crazy. Whoa! And AJ's still going after Paige, and a little bit of payback and revenge from last week right here on Monday Night Raw.
Are you buying it?
Not necessarily.
I'm not.
Come and get it!
We're supposed to be friends, AJ.
We're supposed to be friends, but apparently not.
Okay, here's the thing. You're supposed to be friends, in quotations, when you make your initial speech, try not to sound so sarcastic and condescending. Just pointing that out.
Just point that one out just a little bit.
This is great. This is just...
I loved it. It was great. Great stuff between Paige and AJ Lee. Great.
Nice continuity between for AJ where they used the C word and she went nuts. And, you know, it was funny when she's sitting there, or I don't like you, I'm going to tell you to your face like a real woman. It's like, I think I just heard CM Punk come from Chicago and come out of her mouth, but I'm not certain on that.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Good stuff. The feud continues. I'm liking the direction they're going.
Loving the direction they're going with this, and I'm liking the fact that there's more than one diva feud going on right now. There's four.
Yeah.
That's pretty sick.
It is pretty sick. And speaking of diva feuds, we continue on with Triple H and Stephanie McMahon coming down to the ring tonight. Stephanie is very upset. Hunter is trying to console her as they come down to the ring. And then Triple H professes his disgust for the fan base for the reaction to his wife getting handcuffed last week as the fans chant jailbird. He said the fans found it funny that his wife of his children was handcuffed. He was very, very upset at these people. And he said, I will never forgive you for that. Hunter called last week's incident a simple misunderstanding. Stephanie was really in tears at this point. Hunter said Steph was only defending herself against the antagonist, Brie Bella. Hunter said all the charges were dropped except for assault and battery, and he wants to put this whole ugly incident behind them. Stephanie was beginning to talk. She asked for Brie Bella to come down to the ring so they can get this over with. But instead of Miss Brie Bella, we got Y2J Chris Jericho, to the delight of everybody.
Including TJ Omega.
Including TJ Omega, who, well, needed a new pair of pants.
He had a moment.
He had a moment. Yes, he had a moment. Jericho was very, very happy to be here. Jericho said he feels bad about what happened last week. And, well, he wanted to, well, sing Stephanie a song.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
He actually got the crowd singing the Bad Boys theme.
And he laughed his ass off.
He was tremendous. Hunter was, well, thought Jericho was funny, and, well, Jericho had some more responses to it, including making references to that Orange is the New Black, and it's okay to be the jailbird, and that you can replay it on the WWE Network over and over and over again in 30 days from now.
This is a reason, these are the moments why the WWE Network was created, so we can watch you get carted out of the arena in handcuffs over and over and over. Over and over and
Chris,
over.
I am not in the mood for this.
Sorry, I got carried away, Chip. I got carried away. But listen, I got to give you some credit, seriously, in all seriousness. I mean, you have stood by your little flower's side through and through, the big, bad, bold, bald protector with the really big nose that sticks out to about here, making sure that your wife is okay. But I do have a question. It might be a question that Stephanie has asked you as well. Why, when Stephanie was arrested, didn't you leave the arena with her? I mean, why didn't you go with her to the police station? I don't understand why you would do that. As a matter of fact, you waited until 15 minutes after the show was done before you came to your wife's aid. Why did you do that? I think I know the answer why. It's because, Tripp, you're starting to realize what I've known for 10 years, that Stephanie is nothing more than a filthy dirty, brutal, bottom-feeding trash bag of...
Shut up! Shut up!
You know what, Chris? Maybe you should focus less on us and focus on Bray Wyatt.
Well, that's actually the real reason why I'm out here, Triple H, after what's happened over the last couple weeks. I am focused on Bray Wyatt. I do want Bray Wyatt right here in this ring right now, tonight, now.
Me too, Chris. Me too.
You want Bray Wyatt tonight? Well, you're going to have to wait till SummerSlam.
God damn it.
But here's the thing, Chris. As for tonight, well, tonight...
Oh! Run your mouth, Jericho!
Tonight, Chris, you get to face Seth Rollins.
That thud you heard was the Money in the Bank briefcase hitting Jericho in the back of the head. This was good. I like this. I like Chris Jericho's appearance. It was a flashback moment.
It was great. It's like Jericho walks out with Steffi in the ring. It's like, come on, say it. Say it. Say it.
And he did.
And we got it. And it's just like that classic Jericho Stephanie Hunter moment that we all adore so much. It's like, yes!
Great stuff. Set up a main event for the night, set up SummerSlam, and well, it made us wait for Stephanie and Brie. Accomplished a lot.
It did, it really did.
Up next, Ryback and The Miz taking on Ziggler and the Usos. Fine match.
Ziggler and the Usos won.
Yay!
They did. Miz kept trying to avoid getting his face smashed in. And it cost them in the end. Which is a shame. But Miz is still, you know, still protected the moneymaker and he's alright. So, at least we still have that.
He's gotta protect his moneymaker, you know?
Yeah, he is the star of the, you know, the Marine. Coming to DVD this winter. So, it looks like we're going to continue the Ziggler-Miz feud for a while, which is cool. I'm okay with it. Up next, R-Truth versus Bo Dallas. Bo Dallas.
No. Not Bo Dallas. Captain Mushroom. That is his name from now on. Captain Mushroom.
Captain Mushroom, the inspirational one, Bo Dallas. I hate you so much right now. Bo Dallas talked about how R-Truth can never be undefeated like him, because, well, actually, you've lost a lot of matches in your career. But one day, if you believe, you'll be victorious again. He did a victory lap, did Bo Dallas, got in the ring, and wait a second. R-Truth rolls up Bo Dallas.
Could it be?
It could be that R-Truth just beat Bo Dallas?
No! He was gonna be 19 and Bo! The streak's over! No!
My client
or truth
conquered the streak.
Yes. Well played. Yeah, because everybody was going, where the hell is Paul Heyman? Somebody get Paul Heyman now.
I figured I might as well put that together. That kind of worked.
Kind of worked, yeah. And then the Bo Dallas losing wasn't really the big part of this whole deal. It was, we finally got to see the heel side of Bo Dallas, and he kind of made the full heel turn tonight.
He goes, R-Truth, I can't believe that you're the first one to beat me. And, well, he hit him in the head with Mike and attacked.
Yeah.
So the smile went away for a moment. Then it came on his face as he did his victory lap after he beat down R-Truth.
Yeah.
He brought back the DDT.
He did. So we have Bo Dallas, Captain Mushroom himself, turning heel. And hopefully now we're going to get condescending heel, Bo, which is so much better than what he's been doing. Granted, what he's been doing is hilarious, but when he's just being a condescending dick, it's so much better.
I agree with you.
I just still want to see him get chased by security. I want this to happen. It needs to happen.
It does need to happen. Up next, Lana and Rusev are in the ring. She talks about the virtues of the American flag and then says it's now a faded banner for a ruined nation. Once again, Vladimir Putin was put on the Titantron. Lana said President Obama wags his finger like a school teacher. He said he's pathetic and a laughable leader. And then brought up the picture of the old leader, George W. Bush, who said we elected before Obama. And even in Texas, George W. Bush got booed.
He gets booed everywhere.
I know. Out came the real American, Jack Swagger and Zeb Coulter. Coulter said, there's no mistaking that the flag represents the USA, no matter where it flies. He gave examples of what it means, including, you know, we can have parties, we can drink some beer, we can have pickup trucks, we can have beautiful girls, etc., etc., etc. And every time he stopped, we, the people, he shouted. Coulter said to him, the flag represents American men and women who died for our freedoms. Coulter said, Lana makes it easy for real Americans everywhere to stand up and say, we, the people. And then he told Swagger, Swagger crushed, basically, and Swagger and Rusev brawled. And on this night, Swagger got the best of Rusev.
After taking a mighty whooping.
He did take a mighty whooping early on, but damn, these two are really tearing into one another.
I will say this, I swear to God, Lana's hair gets higher every show.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what they're doing, because that's fake hair. So I don't know what they're doing to it backstage, that they're teasing it up, I guess, to look like a hat or something. But that bun on the top of her head seems to get larger and higher every time.
Yes, yes, it does. And there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's just, it's kind of funny, because if you look at when she first started, initially she just had a really small bun on the back of her head, or on the side of her head. And then now it grew to like a slightly larger bun, and over time it's grown until it literally encompasses the top of her head.
Yes.
And it's like Lana's hair keeps getting bigger. I don't know if she's growing something, like it's a Russian alien and it's gonna pop out and like kill everybody or what. But yeah, it's just weird. But this, I like the intensity in this. I like how this is progressing. And Swagger and Rusev just going at each other like a pair of rabid dogs was awesome.
I need to acknowledge something that happened on Twitter just now.
What?
We were just tweeted something on Twitter. William Rubbles tweeted us, the streak face guy, when we were talking about the Bo Dallas streak ending.
What face guy?
The Undertaker streak ending black guy face.
Oh.
That phase. Well played, sir. Well played.
Well played.
I figured I had to acknowledge that.
Yeah, we need to acknowledge that, yeah.
Well played. Well played. We come back after the break, and we have a problem, because we're in Houston. As the astronaut Damian Sandow came down to the ring, yes, basically said, one small step for man, one giant leap into the toilet for mankind. Well, he had a party with the Rosebuds as Adam Rose came down and, well, beat him really quickly with the party foul. because he was a very sour spaceman.
Poor Damien. I don't know who the hell he pissed off. I mean, I get he's getting on TV every week, but, like, seriously, this was a guy who was once Mr. Money in the Bank and almost beat John Cena. Like, the worst thing that ever happened to him was, like, beating John Cena, because then he just, like, disappeared. And then he just started doing this, and it's like, what?
Yeah.
So, I don't know who Sandow pissed off, but, yeah.
Yeah. Up next, we have Kane versus Roman Reigns. Kane is out. Roman's making his way to the ring. He comes down the stairs and then is attacked by somebody in the crowd. Oh my god, it's Randy Orton. Randy Orton attacked Roman Reigns as he was making his entrance. Throws him in the ringside. And then Reigns, well, shoved Orton off. Got in the ring. And, well, took out Kane with a Superman punch. But that was not to be, well, because Orton came in and, well, ended up with Kane chokeslamming Reigns at the end. Because Orton ate a punch, and then Kane took over, hit the chokeslam. Kane leaves, and then Orton takes his time and beats up Roman Reigns. We get the draping DDT from the barricade. He got sent to the steps. And then, not one, but two RKOs through the table. Because the first one didn't break the table. So we got the second one to break the table. And Orton the entire time was basically saying, you want to steal from me? So the Viper is back, as he tweeted after the match. Or after the beating, I should say.
Yeah. This was great.
It was a good segment. Good stuff. It was a nice way of putting heat on Randy Orton and setting up the match for SummerSlam. Because that's what it's ending going to end up being.
The only thing that bothered me about it was afterwards, when they came back from commercial, they were like, you know, we haven't seen, you know, Roman Reigns like this in, you know, recent memory or whatever. It's like, do you not remember what Rollins did to him and what the remaining members of Evolution, including Orton and Hunter, did to him? And Dean, when the Shield split? Just, you know, pointing that out.
You told me I couldn't
use...
What
the Wyatt family did to him?
You told me I was not allowed to use logic with my theory earlier. You can't...
You still used it.
But you can't use it here.
I'm just saying! It's like, Cole, you must have a really short memory, because what, the Shield split was 6 weeks ago?
It kind of was. About 2 months.
They left Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose laying, and that's not the first time they did it.
Nope.
Like, he's been laid out plenty of times like this. He'll be laid out plenty more.
Orton laid him out about 10 days ago on SmackDown.
There you go. It's like, dude, come on. Pay attention.
He's too busy plugging the WWE Network for only $9.99 a month.
I guess so. But good segment. I like how... I like how they did it, but all I could think about was the reports that Randy's supposedly trying to get Roman's push killed.
I know, right? Oh, the internets. Speaking of pushes killed, Fandango versus Diego. The Bull and Diego were joined by Layla and Summer Rae. And, well, with a distraction of the Bull and the girls, Diego rolls up Fandango for the victory. The girls kiss the Bull. The Bull faints.
Where the hell was the other Matador?
He's hurt.
Oh, he's hurt?
Yeah.
When did he get hurt?
About a month and a half ago.
Oh.
Got hurt at a house show, and he's been out ever since.
We probably talked about it, I just don't remember it.
Talked about it a couple weeks ago, last time Diego had a solo match. Talking about memories, huh? Anyway.
Yeah. I don't remember all the news we talk about. You know this.
We talked about it on the show. Jesus.
I have a memory of a goldfish.
And you were the one talking about Michael Cole. Anyway.
Hey, I could point out my own, you know, faults. There ain't no excuse.
So anyway, backstage, Stephanie knocks on the Divas locker room. Nikki comes out and said, Brie will be here later. Nikki promised that Brie will express herself, and Stephanie hoped that Brie would be reasonable. Nikki said, it's not often that if someone like Steph gets to eat a plate of crap, and hopefully she just likes the taste of it.
Strong words.
Indeed. We have a Goldust and Stardust segment. They're looking for the thing, whatever the thing is, probably the tag titles, because they have it. So I have a feeling they're coming for the tag titles.
That or it's their sanity.
Oh, they lost that a long time ago.
All I know is Goldust is going to get really sick of Stardust blowing his little dust into his brother's face.
Yeah, I know. I want one day Goldust to blow it in Stardust's face. Maybe it's already happened, I don't remember.
Who knows?
Alicia Fox and Cameron took on Naomi and Natalya. I was blinded in this match. Just pointing that one out. A lot of pink.
Trinity girl, what the hell? I'm serious. She looks like she is channeling Jackie from, like, 97 or 98. I swear to God that's what she looks like she's channeling.
I can see that totally. But that was very long.
It does nothing for her.
She lost her style partner in Cameron, and now her sense of style is, yeah. Just gotta get them back together.
Girl, go back to the Funkadactyl gear. It worked for you.
It did.
Same
work.
Same thing for Cameron. I don't even know why Cameron's dressing up like a schoolgirl. I don't even get that. Somebody can explain it to me. Please do, because, yeah, it's like, wait, what? What's going on? What? It's like, you two have gear. Just don't wear the same color on the same night. You're fine.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Natalya and Naomi win after, I guess, a leg scissor submission as Cameron tapped out. Solid match.
Nice submission.
Chris Jericho versus Seth Rollins. I enjoyed this one.
This is a great match. I would love to see more of these.
I'm with you there. They had a really, really good match, but the only thing we were waiting for happened. Bray Wyatt and the Wyatt family showed up towards the end, and they attacked Chris Jericho, leaving him laying in the middle of the ring. After the boys beat him down, and Bray Wyatt hit the Sister Abigail in the center of the ring and told us to follow the buzzards.
You want to talk about a pack of rabid dogs? Good lord. Rowan and Harper were fired up tonight.
Yes, they were.
They went after Chris Jericho like a house of fire. It was just like, damn, y'all. Mm-hmm. Chill. And Bray's just sitting there watching, loving every second of it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they were into it tonight.
Oh, yeah.
That's maybe the most fired up I've seen them in a long time.
They got some rest.
Probably.
Or they got some Tim Hortons coffee in Canada. Because of the thing.
Donut holes. Tim Hortons donut holes are awesome. The chocolate ones, oh my god. They're epic.
So there you go. It was announced this Friday night on SmackDown. It will be Chris Jericho taking on Eric Rowan.
Which you and I had talked about happening earlier in the show. We just thought it might be tonight.
We thought it would be tonight. Well, it's happening on SmackDown.
I'm okay with this. It gives me a reason to watch SmackDown.
Gives us a reason to watch SmackDown. Which brings us to our main event segment. Oh, the night.
For battery, for slapping Brie Bella.
I stand before you, a humbled woman. Now, you don't have to believe me, but getting arrested is a life-altering experience. I am the principal owner of WWE. I represent four generations of McMahons. I represent WWE, a public company. I represent our shareholders, our corporate sponsors, our business partners, and now they cannot look me in the eye without thinking I am nothing more than a common criminal. This experience has affected me both professionally and personally. When I look in the eyes of my daughters, who cannot understand why their mother was arrested and taken to jail, my children are getting teased at camp. Their friends' parents won't let them come over for play dates. They are absolutely scarred for life. And my husband has been there for me.
There's a rebound. To apologize.
I've heard about enough of this. You invited me here tonight, so let's get to the point. Or are you just gonna stand there like a whining, sniveling little rich bitch?
Look, Bree, I'm not gonna beat around the bush. I asked you here because to drop all charges.
And why would I do that, Stephanie?
Because I don't deserve this, Bree. Listen, nobody deserves this. Nobody deserves...
Wait. You don't deserve this? As far as I'm concerned, you deserve to go to hell!
Okay, look, I understand that you're upset. I may have taking advantage of your sister Nikki in some regards, and I promise you I will not do that moving forward. I will treat Nikki fairly and professionally.
Okay, now you're being insulting.
How about if I give her a raise?
Okay, I can accept that.
You can?
Sure. As long as you agree to all of my demands. And it's really simple, Stephanie. I want my job back.
Bree. Listen, I mean... You need to be reasonable here. I'm talking about giving Nikki a raise. I think one Bella is enough in the WWE.
Okay, great. I'll see you in court.
Bree, wait. Hang on a second. If I agree to give you your job back, you'll agree to drop all charges against me?
I agree.
You agree?
I agree.
Awesome. Done deal.
Oh, wait, there's just one more thing I want. I want a match at SummerSlam.
That's it? You want a match at SummerSlam?
Yeah, yes.
You got it. What is it? For the Divas Championship? No, wait a minute. You're the star of Total Divas. How about a Total Divas Spectacular? I'll brand it out myself. I'll make it happen.
No, that's not the match I want. The match I want is against you.
Bree, look, I don't think you understand what you're asking of me. I haven't competed in this ring for over 10 years. I've dedicated my life to my career, to being a wife, you know something about that, to being a mom. I mean, Bree, please think about this. I will give Nikki a raise. I will give you your job back. I'll give you any match you want at SummerSlam. Just not against me.
Well, then I won't drop the charges. See you in court.
Bree, wait. You stop. This is so unfair. You want me to compete against you at SummerSlam? I can't wrestle. I can't compete against you. This is absolutely ridiculous. And all these people, they're yes. I mean, how can you expect me to do this? I refuse to do it, Bree. I refuse to do it. I will not lower myself to get in this ring with you, okay? I can't. I can't.
Okay, fine. Then I will see you in court.
Wait. Please wait, please. Okay, if I agree to face you at SummerSlam, you agree to drop all charges.
If you wrestle me at SummerSlam, I will drop all the charges.
And there's the Stephanie McMahon we all know and love so very much.
Oh, before we get into what happened afterwards, I just love the fact when, she had great acting in this one, and she played the crowd so well, when she even told them, you know, I can't believe with all these yes chants, and then the crowd just went, yes, yes, yes.
Oh, she played the crowd like a damn fiddle tonight.
She did. Brie Bella then came into the ring, charged after Stephanie, and we had a fight between the two women. They rolled around a little bit until officials, Hunter, Jamie Noble was out there, Finley was out there, and broke it up. Noble was doing his old job with Nydia, just trying to hold the women back from fighting. I found that funny. Yes, we had a Nydia reference by me on this show. There you go.
Awesome.
For the five people who remember her. I love the final segment. I love that it was Brie and Stephanie closing out Raw.
That was such a cool thing to see, because it's like, you know, normally the guys get to do it, and this usually gets shuffled into the middle of the show somewhere. So to see this close out Monday Night Raw was such a cool experience, and the fact that it's going to be Steph and Brie, which we've all been waiting for, they've been building to. This is going to be awesome. I love the intensity in this. I love how Steph was basically playing the crowd and Brie.
Uh-huh. She suckered Brie in.
She suckered Brie in good, man. And, yeah, Brie's got her job back. She's back under contract. And she's got a match with Steph. And it's open game. Because I'm sitting there watching the promo, and I'm like, Steph, you're not the first McMahon to get arrested. I'm pretty sure your dad got arrested a couple times.
Couple times.
Know for once, legit for sure.
Once legit for sure, but on TV at least once or twice.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, you're not the first McMahon for that to happen, but, you know, in terms of her being like, you know, oh, I can't wrestle you, you know, I haven't gotten the ring in 2 years, and, you know, yada yada yada. It's like, I've seen, like, at least 4 muscle and fitness articles about you being just, like, a legit badass.
And you tweet pictures of your training all the time.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, something's up, I smell a red herring, and sure enough, Steph's like, okay, fine, I'll give you your match, and then wham!
Slapped her down.
like, Brie, you're playing ball with a McMahon. You need to watch yourself just a little bit.
Just a little bit. And it's cool that they made this a big deal, because it is a big deal that Stephanie McMahon is getting back in the ring for the first time since, what, 2003?
Yeah, she's 10 years.
11, actually.
11, actually, yeah.
Right before she got married was her last match against her father, Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
In an I Quit match.
Where Linda's like, don't you bruise my daughter. She has to be, she's getting married on Saturday. Don't bruise her.
Yeah, not the face.
Stay away from the face. So, good stuff. It was a fun show tonight. Really fun. A lot of cool moments. I liked the beginning with Cena and Cesaro. That was cool. Heyman was great. Cena was really, really good. Real intensity. Hunter was good throughout the night. Orton was good. With Steph and Brie killed it at the end.
Oh, yeah. What I liked, at least from the beginning, is that Cena is running scared. And he's showing that fear because he knows what's coming for him. This is not another match with Randy Orton. This is not Daniel Bryan. This is not Kane. This is not anybody he's necessarily faced before. John Cena remembers his last encounter with Brock Lesnar.
He may have beaten Brock, but he only survived Brock.
Yeah, he only survived Brock. That's the thing. The first time Cena and Brock encountered, Cena got bloodied the hard way. And I believe Cena got bloodied in the match again. One of them did.
Yeah.
So it's something of, and Brock's got a fresh kill under his belt, The Undertaker, so it's something of Brock's been on a roll, and now Cena's got to face him. And, you know, they're building Brock legit as this unstoppable force now, and you've got Cena seemingly scared, which is nice to see.
It is.
He's concerned, which he really should be. But yeah, Steph and Brie killed it. Love the Jericho stuff, love the Bray stuff. And again, I'm loving that there's four women's feuds going on right now.
Feuds and stories.
Feuds and stories right now in WWE. So incredibly happy about that. So thrilled to see that, because they have so much great talent, especially female talent. Now we're getting to really see it.
Yes, yes, we are. We'll see more of it next week on Monday Night Raw. That will wrap it up for this Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll be back next Monday night if you're joining us for the first time, as we are every week right after Monday Night Raw. You can check this show out on Facebook at facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork and twitter.com/WildTalkRadio. That's how you follow me. But Thursday night, it is The Rack at 10 p.m. Eastern. And this is where I'm going to tell you on The Rack this Thursday night, because her internet decided to crap out a second as I was ready to throw it to her. We will be talking all about the big, big news of the week, and there's going to be plenty of it, including the big network numbers for WWE are going to be released. We're going to talk about that. And the story about, well, Impact Wrestling. We're going to talk all about that this Thursday night on The Rack at 10 p.m. Eastern, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Saturday night, midnight-ish, is CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. Follow that show on Twitter at CB Radio WTR and facebook.com/cigarettebuttsandbandanas. Sunday is Wrestle Talk Radio, live at 10 p.m. Eastern, Tips 9 Mace, and Omega will cover the week in pro wrestling. You can follow that show on Twitter at WTR Sunday and facebook.com/Wrestle Talk Radio. And as I mentioned, follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio and facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. You can follow Tim on Twitter at GoNHLGo. And I guess I can throw it to you now. Plugs?
Listen to The Rack Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com. You can go to my Twitter at LinsWard, LANSWARD. You can go to my website, psychworddesigns.com. Go to my Behance, behance.net/LinsWard, if you want to see my artwork. It's the same as the Twitter. And just go before my internet dies again.
Thanks to PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday, youtube.com/MBG1211, for being the proud sponsors of this very program. So for Lindsay Ward, I'm Sir Rockin'. We'll see you next Monday night for the Raw post-show live right after Monday Night Raw, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, and every week right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And check us out Thursday night, again, 10 p.m. Eastern, for The Rock. We're out of here. Later, all.